Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben. How are you?
Ronnie, I feel like we are a centimeter closer to getting little blue verification badges on Instagram because no, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. But we are going to be on, we are on NBC today in Boston, NBC 10, also known as NECN. So go check us out. We were hanging with Sue. We love Sue. It's our second time on the show talking about Bravo and stuff. So if you are local to Boston, New England, or if you just have an internet connection, we'll get a link up to that as soon as we have it. But go check it out. And thank you, NBC, for having us on.
Yes, that was so much fun. I love being on TV.
I know.
Especially when it's just like in our house, you know. Mm-hmm. I love that the future is now and you can just sit here in your underwear and a shirt with a collar on it. Yes.
That's literally, I was literally like yesterday, and honestly, we actually just shot something just now also with for Miami. It's news in Miami that'll become, we'll let you know when that comes up. But I, in both cases, I was literally in bed taking notes in my underwear, and then I was like, okay, got to go on the air in 3 minutes. I always put on shorts because I never know if for some reason I have to stand up if there's like an emergency or whatever. I'm gonna have pants on.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that CNN guy.
No. I want shorts. I'll put on full shorts.
Yeah, and, I mean, have some manners. Masturbate through your shorts when you're doing these things. That guy on CNN just
Jeffrey
tubing.
Yeah,
tubing it out.
Yeah, he was not ready for the tube, Mr. Tubin. Anyway,
put your tubing away, sir.
Anyway, if you're just coming here for the first time because you saw us on NBC, you're welcome.
Bye.
Little tubing humor.
Bye. Yeah.
Hi and bye. But today we are talking about Below Deck Med. We're really excited to talk about that as usual. And then, but before we dive into that, as usual, come join us on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Get access to our bonus episodes. Get access to our videos that we do with Crappens on Demand. We have a Discord server, all that great stuff. Also, shout out to all our premium and super premium sponsors. Thank you so much. We got some new ones. We'll update the thing at the end of the show. Also, Monday nights, take a seat on Spotify Live. Join us for that, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock on West and East Coasts. And that's like, I think that's the big stuff. I don't know if there's anything else to exciting
Sober
to announce.
Is dead. Okay,
it's
how
dead.
Was your Halloween? It's the day after Halloween, so
oh,
congratulations yeah. on making it through Halloween, everybody.
We went from Halloween ends to Halloween has ended, which is a great feeling.
Halloween is over. Now it's the season of corn of all kind. Hope y'all have had your first pumpkin spiced pumpkin thing. I had my corn. First pumpkin dessert last night of the season. Oh. So thanks, Mom. Okay.
Good. My fingers are crossed that I do not forget to take down the Halloween theme song I did yesterday, because I'm a little scared that I'm going to keep it up today by accident.
So funny. Musical genius.
Well, it's really easy with GarageBand. You just change the instrument.
Don't give away your secrets. Don't give away your secrets.
I mean,
okay, Marvin,
you call
Hamlish.
The LA Phil. You call the LA Phil and say, guys, I need some help over here.
Phil, you owe me one. Get over here.
You call David Foster and say, David, you need to fix this. You need to give us spooky right now.
David Foster, you could still pop out babies at 70. You can certainly handle a theme song. Get over here, bad boy.
And then he'll tell on his next documentary, he'll say, I remember when the Watch What Crappens guys, they came to me and they said, we need Halloween. I said, you can't do Halloween. And they said, no, we need it. I said, no, you can't. You can't. But I went. They insisted. So I went, and boom.
I made it happen.
I did it.
I did it. Me, David Foster.
Number one hit.
The creator of literally. Let me tell you how I did Whitney's greatest song. That guy. Fuck that guy. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're just bringing back memories. I heard that guy on an interview talking about how he's responsible for the greatest love of all. And I'm like, oh, just shut up, Dave. I was so mad. I was in the Whataburger drive-thru. I will never forget. I was so angry. And I got up to the window of the Whataburger, and I was just, like, literally upset. I was handing my card over angrily, and the poor girl there was just looking at me like, what did I do? You know, she's probably like, that guy was really mean to me. And then I left, and then I felt guilty, because then I, of course, had to listen to The Greatest Love of All. And I was like, oh, my God, did I just show her The Greatest Love of All? I didn't. And it all comes back to you, David Foster.
Seriously, if anyone really wants to understand what ego sounds and feels like, I mean, chances are you already know it because you watch these shows with us, including David Foster on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But his documentary, which is probably still on Netflix, is just like one amazing masturbatory saga. And just like,
talk about a tubing.
I know. The original tubing. Am I right? And like, I remember at one point he mentions sort of as like a footnote, I did have a child, like with another woman. Or he has like some child out there, some grown ass child at this point. And he's like, yes, I mean, I didn't want to accept her, but she's, you know, she's sort of part of the family now. I'm scared of elevators. I'm very scared of elevators. I was like, okay, great. Sounds like she's really part of the family.
Yeah, he's just adds the like deadbeat dad thing in there, like, you know,
right,
passing thing. All right, well, this is not about David Foster. Thank Jesus. This is about Kyle falling on Below Deck Mediterranean.
It's Kyle doing his version of a David Foster song, which goes like this.
And we open with drama music, and we hear that, and then a twist in me anger. You know, you can say what you want about Talia out there. We had a commenter. He's like, I need you guys to explain to me, please, why you're on Talia's side. This is why. Do you think this would be Talia if she broke her ankle? No. She'd be like, God damn it. Have these stairs removed. God damn these stairs. I'd like to file a complaint against these stairs. And you know what she would do? She would walk on her fucking hands to work. Okay? Suddenly, she'd just be handstand walking, still cleaning shit. And look at Kyle. Oh!
I know.
Oh! Like, our joke of Kyle is that voice, but through this whole thing, I just have to point out, they would cut to something else, and then you would just hear, oh!
They would, and I kind of feel bad. I mean, he was in true pain. It's like, that's not funny, but his pain voice is funny. So I'm laughing not at his pain, but
his
voice.
Laughing at his pain and his pain voice, and you'll all survive it, okay? You'll all survive another day.
Well, if it was Natalia who had fallen over, it would sound like this. You know what, Kyle? You didn't clean up that spot that Captain Sandy saw on the floor 5 days in a row, and this is what happens. So how about next time you clean it up so I don't break my ankle? Okay, my ankle's broken, which reminds me of Valentine's Day, when a guy left me in the middle of the day and I broke my ankle just sitting there. I was just sitting there and my ankle broke. Okay, I've done it before. I'm not afraid to do it again. I don't want to hear anything from you about it.
You're so right, though. She would totally blame that spot in the pantry. Like, oh, see, you cleaned the spot, I'd say. What'd you clean it with? Oil? Is that what you cleaned it with? Did you just clean that spot in the pantry with a banana peel? Really?
So he is just flat out. I mean, it's just, he is just as much of a sprained ankle victim as one could imagine. Just like flat out on the ground, wailing, like bloody murder practically, just down. And on top of that, like, it's like a parody. There's like little fruity pebbles everywhere. I mean, it's just like, it's like when someone has a fruit cart in a movie and there's a car chase and the car hits the fruit cart, you know, and the fruit goes everywhere. It's just like, you see the fruit cart, you know it's going to happen. And it's like, he just had the most stereotypical fall. Like, the only thing that was missing was that he should have been carrying like a tall stack of plates with balance, right, with some box, yes, on top of it. You know?
There's like a crepe on his face. There are things that don't even make sense on the fruit cart.
just broken eggs. He's like, well, I decided to bring some eggs upstairs before I cleared the plates, and I brought them back downstairs also.
I was dying. So Natalia's like, okay, all grab an ice pack. Storm, storm, storm. Everyone stay calm because Kyle isn't, okay? Oh. It may sound like a woman giving birth to eight tuplets or octuplets, whatever they're called. It's Kyle who's twisted his ankle, I believe.
I was trying to give authentic Kyle background noises without stepping on your joke. I was trying to actually enhance
it. You did great. You did great. Okay, good. So, and Tosh reacts exactly how you think she would react as well. She's like, oh, oh. She's like running back and forth. She like runs straight to Captain Sandy. And Captain Sandy takes a while to come out. So Natasha just leaves. And then the captain just comes out confused. Like,
yeah,
is this fucking Norma? I swear to God, if Norma's on this boat again.
Natasha really digs into her Merchant Ivory foundations, because you know in those costume dramas there's always some incident where some girl has to go running to the father and be like, it's about Miranda, there's been an accident, come quick, bring the townspaper. You know, there's always that like moment of like, you know, Juliet, she's taken ill with consumption, you must come quickly. Like, that is like her role. She's like, and she really nailed it with Sandy.
Yeah. So Kyle is on the ground going, oh! And Natasha makes sure he gets an ice pack, and Storm's like, oh, God, let's assist you, mate. What'd you feel when you fell, mate? Let me tell you how I felt. This is the first time someone's fallen since I have been bosun. And it was stressful. I didn't think I could handle it, but I did. And he's like, oh, what do I feel? I feel pain! I feel pain!
And so, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned how everyone's doing what you expect them to do, because Natalia does the thing that you expect, which is that she calls, and like she's very quickly starts calling all the people in authority, making sure everything's okay. And Storm does the thing where he's like, are you in pain? Shall I delegate someone to deal with your pain? Because I'm learning how to delegate. And then you have Natasha, who's like, I'm going to get you a blanket, make you nice and warm. You'll have a nice warm blanket. You'll be comfortable, Kyle. I'm like, you know what? Just get him to the sofa already.
Courtney's twerking on his face. She's just like, this will make you feel better. So someone's like, Captain, we just had Kyle fall. He's rolled his ankle. He was crying. And she's like, all right, let me get my first hug kit. Okay, just get that. I'll be right down there. And then Kyle is lying down, covering his face with the crepe. Like, oh!
And it's like, he has like a birthday cake down there. His face just has cake. He has like a cream pie just all over his face.
So the captain comes, and I like that she's the first one to not be like, he's dying, you know, like everyone else. She's like, Kyle, what happened, Kyle? Can I see your foot? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went home.
Oh! That little piggy needs to shut the fuck up. I'm dead ass serious. That piggy needs to sit still.
So and then, Tosh goes, you can see it all there. You can see it. Look at the pain throbbing off of that ankle. And she's like, well, if you can't put weight on it, then you need to go to the hospital, or as I like to call it, the hug general. Okay, let's get you down there. Come on. So they're carrying him to the van, and he's like, oh, oh. And Natasha's before, like, you'll be all right, Kyle. If anything hurts, don't let it be your heart, Kyle.
Did you feel something, Kyle?
And I like that when Sandy came down, when she was like, what happened? She goes, Kyle, what happened? He goes, the small step around the corner. I missed it. And she goes, which one? The corner!
You mean that little step that's always been there every single time you've gone down the staircase, you little idiot?
So Natasha is like hugging him really tight, and he's like sobbing. He's like, I can't let go of you. And he's like sobbing. And I just wrote, this kid is ridiculous. Like, seriously, okay? So then Natalia goes, well, I guess we're on lakes tonight. And the captain's like, listen, Kyle, it's going to be all right. I've been kidnapped for pirates and forced to belly dance to Kelly Clarkson in Spanish. It's going to be fine. I'll tell you that one when you get back. And I know you will get back, Kyle. Okay?
Come back to me, Kyle. I'll be up a little bit, just a little bit longer.
So then Natalia and Natasha are cleaning and everything, and Natasha's like, the interior team is really taking the pressure of being stuck at dock. So to lose one of your team, I actually feel sick. Like the first time I tried one of my cocktails. And to see Kyle in pain is one of the most upsetting things. Kind of like the first time I looked at one of my cocktails. And my heart is in my stomach right now. Unlike one of my cocktails.
I love when she told Natasha, she goes, well, maybe tomorrow Courtney can help us. And Talia's like, Courtney is head of deck now. She's not going to help us. All right. It's not going to happen.
Oh, well, all right. So she's like, let's get off at 7. They're going to be not at tomorrow.
So they all go to bed. And 1:43 a.m., Sandy's wandering around because she has to wait to hear what's gone on with Kyle, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, come on, for Christ's sake. Anyone, can I have Hospital Norma on the phone? Get Hospital Norma on. Hospital Norma, this is Sandy. What's going on with patient Kyle over there? Sandy, well, I can't really give you any medical advice, because HIPAA or whatever, but I'll just let this phone go into his room so you can hear the action. Oh, gosh. Tell him to get back here, please.
We've shot him with 6 tranquilizers and nothing will keep him down. We're calling in backup from Sicily. Oh, Sicily. I love Sicily. She's a lovely person. No, the island, you idiot. Remember?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know who Sicily is. She's great on Saturday Night Live. You tell her, I still miss, you know, the good old days of Jan Hooks and Nora Dunn, but good for her.
Okay, well, you know, we're talking about an island here that has a volcano on it called Mount Etna. Does that ring a bell to you, you idiot? You alleged yacht captain?
Don't know any Ednas. Okay, Norma. Well, good talking to you. You know, do your job.
Yeah, good talking to you, too. I'm going to attend to this crybaby. So it's like 1:43 a.m., and then it's 2:27 a.m. Sandy's like, I mean, I thought for sure I'd hear from him at 2:27 a.m. I mean, 227, that's pretty much a gay number right there, right?
Hello, Sandy!
Jack K. brings in Kyle.
There's no place like home. Doo-doo, when your family's around you, you ain't ever alone, unless you're missing Fry.
Mary, Kyle's broken his foot, Mary.
It's just, Kyle's just going to be the new Pearl. He's just going to sit in the window.
I mean, he could at least do that, you know, yeah. But he wouldn't even do that. We'll get to that. So he comes back and they get him from the van, and he's like, oh, strained the ligaments on my foot. And Storm's like, so you rolled it over? And Kyle goes, period.
So he has to be off his foot for 7 days. And then, so, okay, that sucks. Sure, you know, but this is what I thought. But then that he equates it to his life story. He goes, being gay and working in the interior, I face so many walls to overcome, and I don't want people to look at me and be like, yeah, you know, he's soft, and of course he's going to take this time off. I don't want people to think that he's soft. Ah! A paperclip fell on my arm!
Well, he's setting it up that if you criticize him, you're being homophobic, right? Because basically, I think when he recorded this, he's already like, I'm not leaving the bed for 3 days. And if anyone says anything about it, you're a big old homophobe, all right? So the captain's like, well, you know, you can do other things.
Like what?
Well, you know, laundry.
Oh, hell no. Did I mention me ligament? It's me ligament.
He goes, this is not how I'm going out. I'm dead ass serious. I'm not going out like this. However, it is actually how I did come out, because I only came out last year. Did you hear about that? I came out last year after a 12-year relationship. Yeah, Kyle, we heard about this whole story already. Just get into your bed.
So I was on the Insta the other day, and Bravo had a post up like, oh my God, Below Deck is crazy, blah, 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 Kyle something. It was it's like a typical Bravo ad post or whatever. Well, Kyle came on here and was just responding to everybody, and it was so funny. So this lady is like, Kyle deserved karma on a plate. And Kyle the Bold is his name on Instagram. He comes on and he's like, nothing like someone getting immediately injured that screams, karma served, right, honey? And it's spelled H-U-N-N-I-E. Check yourself. And she goes, just calling it like I see it. Love you, though. And he goes, yeah, no. Love from my side that calls for someone's pain is karma. I don't quote unquote love it. Oh my God, get the fuck off of here, okay? We're supposed to be able to talk shit about you. Go away.
sir, you are on Bravo. It's going to get a lot worse. So, yeah, he's just like sobbing because he doesn't want to be sent home like this. And then he goes into his room and the crutches, and Natasha's like, oh, Kyle. And then she still makes him sleep on the top bunk. I was like, maybe you could have taken the top bunk tonight, Natasha. I don't know.
I know. I think that says a lot right there.
They're like, Kyle, I feel so bad for you. All right. Can someone lift Kyle up into the top bunk where he won't be able to get down from when he needs to go pee-pee?
Can we get that thing that lifts the jet skis into the water to help Kyle into bed, please?
And so he's like, this is not how I'm going out. No ways. I'm going to do what I can do. There must be a way for me to keep working. Oh, I can't leave.
Mm-hmm. So now it's 6:40.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. They show a close-up of his ass getting into bed. They really hate Kyle. I mean, they do. I think the editors are so over Kyle at this point. I mean, they're just being so mean to him this whole episode. And I was cheering for those editors because it was cracking me up. Like, could you just put this guy in a more unflattering light? Like, every time they're like, Kyle, every time he's like, oh, I'm going to find a way to work no matter what, they show Kyle, like, twirling spaghetti on a fork in bed, you know?
Yeah, they gave that shot of him getting into bed. They just really let it linger, his butt right in the camera. I had the same thought, like, oh, they don't like him.
Yeah, they hate him. And it's not that anything's wrong with his butt. It's just that, like, his boxers are up his butt crack, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
One's all the way up. They're just taking the most unflattering shots they can.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah. So now it's the morning. And now we have a very special episode of Dishwashing Tablet Theater. Starring Dave and Tasha. So we're in the galley and Dave's like, is there any more dishwashing tablets?
Did you order any, Dave?
Is that my department?
So nice.
Yeah, it was really tense. So then the captain goes to Storm and she's like, Storm, I don't think we leave the dock today. You know, I mean, you want to look at the pink dots on the screen? Something. It's something. And if it starts to lay down, maybe, but don't count on it. He's like, they're going to be super bummed. She's like, you can do water sports in the corner. You know, the corner of the ocean. Let's go to the corner of the ocean. You know, God, I love a flat earth. Okay, it's not really that bad. We'll go to the corner.
Yeah, just take him out by, I think there's where that sewage pipe lets all everything out into the water. Just around the corner there. They'll have a great time. Okay, good. That's what we call problem solving.
And of course, Natalia is gossiping immediately. She's like, oh, hello, Z. I know I don't talk too much, but you're here, right? It's like the days of all my General Hospital children in the galley, all right? It's like, I want an avocado. Then old Dave wants this an avocado. Then I'm like, Dave, she says that she wants you to get your own avocado. Then he says, I want you to bear his mirror glazed children. And then I'm all, did you say something, Dave? You know, hey, why am I pregnant with a potato, Dave? I mean, they're literally brawling.
She's like, it's just not a good day to be a man down. So Storm is like, but we're not going to abandon the interior department, just how I did not abandon my mother when she needed me at age 2 to drive my sister in the Toyota Celica. Sure, I may have crashed into 3 trees along the way, but I was not going to abandon my mother in the process.
And then it just cuts to Kyle in bed, like, So then the captain is poking around the kitchen, and she's on the stairs listening to Dave and Tosh working.
Juice.
Did you order any fruit, Natasha?
I don't order fruits, Dave. If you'd like me to order fruits, just let me know.
What about dishwashing tablets? Do we have any more of those?
No, I ordered those, but they haven't come yet.
And the captain's like, morning, Dave, Tash, come on, guys. There's tension here, okay? I can feel it. Who talks about dishwashing tablets in the same sentence they're talking about fruits? Those things don't go together.
okay? Tension. Now listen, last night's service was slow, and I don't know why, but whatever you guys are going through, you gotta work through it. Now look each other in the eyes and say, do your food.
Okay, that's something I could do. I mean, it was chaos last night. It was chaos. I was like, listen, just high note, end of season, also end of a serious moment. And I need you guys to rise above. Think about the entire crew and the experience and not just your feelings and emotions. These are our last two charters. End on a high note. Dave, why are you putting a pineapple in a dishwasher?
Tosh said this was a dishwashing tablet.
It's not, Dave.
Oh,
it's
God,
not.
Love is chaos. Love is chaos. Did you say something, Dave? No! All right. Now I want you to think about the crew, this experience, and puppies. Okay? Get back to it, everybody. And then he's like washing his hands all angrily. He's like, I can't believe I thought that was a goddamn serving dish this entire time. A pineapple? How many pineapples have I ruined?
Meanwhile, let's check in on Kyle. And now the guests are up. These awful people, I'd nearly forgotten about them. Lila and Grace. Lila wants an iced latte, and she wants Sandy to join for breakfast.
I guess nice, but also so rude. Like, we're not wasting a dinner on that bitch. Just invite her for breakfast, and let's get it over with.
Yeah, pretty much. So they have their lattes, and Lila thinks her latte tastes weird. And then the guests go,
that's because I put blue curacao in it. I call it a jittery dung beetle.
So
now Then we cut to Dave, who's so stressed out over that talk that he's grating something. He's like grating something and just staring at a wall, like.
He's just grating the wall, maybe. He's grating drywall.
It was just such a beautiful image of Dave's frustration with this whole thing.
Seriously. So now everyone gathers, and Sandy is joining them for breakfast. But it's like she's just sort of standing over them while they eat breakfast, which is weird. She's like, so I looked at the seas, and they're so big. Huge letter C's. Wow, you really should see what they've got in Popeye Town. Huge fonts, okay? But it's terrible. I'm sorry. The oceans are bad, too. And so what we're going to do, there's a corner inside the pot. You see that place where all those fish are sort of floating around because they're dead and the mangy seagulls are picking at them and there's just sewage falling out of that pipe? Yeah, you're going to go play with the water toys over there. Sounds fun, right?
And the mom's like, is it telling that the boat is rocking right now in the port? Well, yeah, I was going to tell you. Guys, not only are we just going to a corner, Kyle took a bad fall last night. And the mom goes, figures, our luck. I was like, geez, mother, it's not about you.
Hey, bad news. There was an accident. Final destination happened and Kyle was decapitated. Well, figures would happen on our charter. Okay, I guess we'll have bad service.
Yeah, exactly. So Natalia's going to go do cabins and Storm just wants to impress the guests, et cetera, et cetera. Not et cetera. I don't have anything to me today.
Et cetera espresso.
I've divorced Cetra. All right. It's my et cetera now. So the dad is talking to the captain and he's doing dad things. He's like, hey, so you got a gyro with a stabilizer? Oh, gosh, I hate a shaky gyro. Let me tell you, those things are shaky. You'll get tzatziki sauce all down your shirt, you know?
Listen, what Dave can do is he can make you a gyro with a mirror glaze. Are you open with that? I don't know if it has a stabilizer in it, but, you know, it's a pretty stable glaze.
Our rotors are made out of pita bread. You know, which is helpful sometimes if you're hungry. You know, if you want them to stay on the boat, that's not very helpful. The boat will tip right over. We learned that.
Your chair is actually frozen lamb. If you sit on it too long, it'll thaw and get soft.
God, your daughters are sweet. They're like two twin cucumbers. You know, don't send them near the galley. Dave will turn them into a part of the boat. Okay. And so she's talking about the rotors, and Lila's like, I wish we could experience the rotors. Shut up, Lila. Like, I've never felt less sorry for someone being stuck on land.
I know. I'm sorry you have to sit in this beautiful yacht in the middle of the Mediterranean at like a lovely, rustic world capital. I'm sorry that that has to be what you do today.
Like, I get it. You know, I would be annoyed if you pay for this big sale or this big thing and you don't get to go on the... I get it. But it's like, who are you blaming, Lila? You know, it's like, oh, God. Guess it's just our luck. Thanks a lot. We get to go out today. It's like, complain to God, you know, yeah. Or whoever you believe in. The shit, you know, Lila.
Next time, go to like Raging Waters or something. Just go to like Magic Mountain. Go to Six Flags.
So be like, I'm a water slide broker, so I got it. Hey, what's the belly on this water slide? What's the belly? What's the belly on it?
So there's just, you know, they're eating food. They like, love they it. Like the food. Yeah. They love it.
They love it. They're like, this is so good. And the captain's so like, good. Oh, yeah, he's like the best chef I've ever had. Until you dump him. Woo-hoo-hoo, boy. He once served an omelet called Fuck You Slut Frittata. That was something else.
You should really try his local Maltese cuisine, which apparently is sushi and naan bread. So go enjoy that.
So down in the galley, Tasha's like, thanks for the Smith service, Dave. And he's like, I try my best all the time. All the time. That's what I do. Trump, will you marry me?
Did you say something, Dave?
No. Yeah. She's like, he's like, I don't want to mess up these two charters up.
Sir?
I don't want us to mess these two charters up.
Why not, Dave? We can't speak and try to work together properly.
What?
We can't.
What? I've wasted so much energy, Tosh. It's like I don't even fucking recognize myself anymore.
Are you tired, Dave? You put nerd lace on your head. Dave, I can't even be myself. I can't be my normal, happy self because I feel like my spark is gone, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, your spark.
My spark is gone, Dave. I just can't. You see, my spark is gone, Dave. I can't deal with the messages you send me, Dave.
Copy.
No, don't copy. That's the point, Dave. My spark is gone.
Your spark is right there.
No, it's not. I'm a talking candle, Dave. I've always been a talking candle.
You're a real flesh and blood woman.
No, I'm made of wax. I don't even talk and walk. You're just hearing a voice you're projecting onto yourself.
So he tells us, last night I felt completely out of control because I'm still in love with her, and that's a fact. But it's not happening today, so I must be able to push it away and be professional until tomorrow, when I walk in shirtless, ravish her, and we become man and wife for the rest of time. It's like, okay, Dave, go back to grading, Dave.
I'm just gonna have to push through by saying sentences three times in a row until she hears me. Yeah, think about it.
Beetlejuice.
What? Did you say something, Dave?
Beetlejuice.
Dave!
Dave! Well, actually, you know what's funny, by the way? Speaking of David Foster, Yolanda and the other one, all of them, they made... they made a Beetlejuice tribute. And I am so sorry that... My sweet, The Weeknd wasn't in it also. I don't know if The Weeknd is still dating the other one, but my sweet Weeknd, happy birthday to you from Yolanda and the cast of Beetlejuice.
So the guests arrive for water sports stuff, and Courtney's like, oh, you guys can go and see bobs in this area. And Lila or whatever is like, are there any sharks here? Like, are you going to complain about sharks now? Are you going to call customer service about sharks now, ma'am? It's the ocean, okay?
You're in a Maltese port, ma'am.
Yes. So. And what do you think? They just took you to a shark-infested area to go swimming? Like, get your ass in the water and stop your complaining.
Yeah, because you know that's what she would have done. Never mind. It's not going to make a salient or funny point. I was just going to sort of keep talking about sharks in a way that was very uninteresting to everyone. So I'm just going to stop. So it's Talia.
Oh, Ben, you stop it. Okay? No, Dave, really I come not. And I want to go home. Dave-o.
Did you say something?
No, I said Dave-o.
I thought you said Dave-o.
Dave-o.
Did you say Gail? You're hurting me. You're hurting me. It's very hard for me to be a gay maid. We weren't talking to you, Carl.
Daylight come and I want to go home.
Daylight comes a lot more than I do, that's for sure.
Franco! Franco!
Dave, would you like a good mid-show seltzer water? There you go, it's your Topo Chico I just opened for you, Dave.
I thought that was a grapefruit juice.
No, Dave.
So an Italian stormer in the guest room, and because she's cleaning it, and she's like, well, look at that. Okay, look at that bed. I need Jesus right now. And we see that on top of everything else, one of them, Lila, Grace, or Catherine, has spray tanned the shit out of the sheets. So I'm like, on top of everything else, you're also the sort of people that gets bronzer everywhere. Oh, God, these people are the worst.
Yeah, and Storm's like, oh, my God, what color is this even? She's like, it's called Cheeto. He's like, God. Hot Cheeto. Why would you want to look like a hot Cheeto? Yeah, and she goes, you're telling me, sis. So then Tosh goes to check on Kyle, and she's like, Kyle, is there anything I can do? And he's like, my foot hurts, babe.
Yes, I know, Kyle. Did the doctor say you can't do anything?
She said no vicious activity.
So I shan't be killing a coyote with my mouth today. Like, what do you mean vicious activity? It's I won't be making any quips about Natalia today.
I was just thinking last night, love, how am I going to be inventive and think out of the box and do something?
Well, maybe you'll think of it if you just lay here in bed more.
Yeah, that's my plan, babe. That's my plan.
Well, you can just sit at the table and Febreze fold, Febreze fold. And he goes, of course, we can be inventive.
Which, of course, he never does. He just stays in bed.
There was one moment where he sidled up into a banquet and like did some folding. I noticed that. It was very quick.
He blew
quick.
Up some balloons.
Oh, that's right. It was the balloons.
Right. But no, he didn't. He never did this Febreze and fold. Febreze. He's like, you can at least do that. He's like, yes, I'll think about it. And then he stayed in bed.
The doctor said nothing too vicious. And honestly, Febrezing and folding is very vicious behavior. So I don't think I can really do that.
Those napkins are real bitches. I'll tell you that. I can't promise I won't get vicious with them.
So then the guests are
serious.
Deed is. So the guests are drinking on the tender, going to the, you know, the pollution waste corner of the ocean.
Yeah. And so they're like there because they were like doing sea bobs and everything. They were doing all their water sports, but now it's time to head back to the boat. And we get a huge plot twist in Courtney's season long arc about whether or not she can drive a tender. And it looked like she can drive a tender. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, it's been several episodes, in fact, almost the entire season, that this arc has been resolved. And they keep pushing like, oh, the tender, the tender, the tender. Well, guess what happened today? A pipe rose up from the dredges of Pollutionville and got itself attached to the tender. And now Courtney has to face an obstacle that she's never faced before, which is how to get a pipe off.
Yes, a murder weapon for anyone that plays Clue. Yeah. So the anchor's caught and Reed's like, I'll get it. And he jumps in the water and everyone's like, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening? She's like, the anchor's underneath, eh? And the dad's like, we blame you personally. Just kidding. I'm not. Shut up, Lila.
Reed's like, all right, I just looked at the pipe underground. Apparently, it got attached to the boat because it was drawn to your narcissistic personality and love of your own buttocks.
So the dad's trying to help because he's a boat guy. So he's like, well, if the anchor is tied to the pipe thing, can we just open that compartment? There's a release in there. And the mom's like, Courtney, breathe. Just breathe, hon. Breathe.
No, why won't this work? It's okay. Fuck me, this will work. It's not working quite right.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to pull the boat around in reverse, and then it's going to untwist it, you know, because when you twist things. Now, anybody had a loaf of bread that they bought from the store? It comes with a twist. Okay, now here's what happens. When you fling the bread away and around in the opposite direction, it untwists. We're going to go with the bread theory. Everybody on board, like, oh, I think I can trust him. I think I can trust him. And then they twist it, and it comes off. Cheers to fathers everywhere for this moment of pride.
It was a big dad moment. For all the dads who excessively make a lot of big waving motions when you're trying to parallel park and a dad is standing on the curb, this moment was for you.
Just hit it.
For dads who love to signal how much space you have when you're going in reverse to back into something, this was for you.
My friends in LA have this kid who I've known since he was a little baby. And I went to LA last week and saw him. He's so sweet. He's like 7 now. And he goes, Uncle Lonnie, do you remember when you fixed my fridge? And they were like, what? You fixed a fridge? And I said, how did I fix it? And he said, magic. And it's because one time their ice machine was broken. And I go, I'm going to show you how a man fixes things. And he's like, okay. And then I hit the fridge and ice came out. And now he thinks I'm magical. And that was my proudest dad moment. I was like, wow, I passed on a great man thing. Just hit it and it'll start working again.
I love that was both like a very man moment, but also a very real Girlfriends in Paris moment.
That's me, real Ronnie's of Paris.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Basically, they're all cheering, and Kathy, the mom, or Kathleen, is like, oh, wow, Courtney's one badass bitch. Whoa, mom, that sounded harsh coming from a mom. One badass beat. Nope, mom, it's still the same. Badass.
She's a cut fitness. Mom. So
what? I'm down. I'm down with it.
So then up on deck, Natasha's, she's like, I'm going to make a welcome cocktail. And Natalia, I want you to make welcome drinks. She's like, there's only two of us. Let's just do one of them. We don't need a cocktail. We don't need drinks at the same time. Hey, but this, I'll serve them something that's FDA approved. And you serve them nothing because your drinks are horrible. Hey, but that.
Hey, bet all do drinks, and instead of doing cocktails, you go put banana peels all over the floor again because it turned out to be a hilarious night. Right.
So
and then we cut to Kyle working. Just kidding, he's making himself toast. So yeah. Then the guests return, and the mom's like, "I thought we were gonna die, but we didn't." The captain is helping Natasha wash glasses. And she's like, you don't need to help us, Captain. She's like, of course I am. Oh, gosh, with Kyle hurt, do you need to bring someone else in? Do you? Do you need to bring someone else? It's hard to imagine you just rolling around on beds instead of working with anybody else.
She's like, no, we'll be fine. The farmstead will be okay. I can tend to the cows and the chickens myself. It'll be okay. So then the guests are on board and they're getting their drinks and everything. And then they go into the hot tub and Lila goes, really? That was comical. That was comical. I'm like, well, you know what's comical? Your bronzer are all over the sheets, lady. That's comical for us.
Well, these guests are not happy that they're stuck. All they want is water sports. So now the interior needs to take the ball, knock it out of the park, and pee on that girl in a bikini. Won't stop complaining.
That's what Kyle said water sports were. I don't know. So Natalia is on a downhill spiral. That's what I wrote. What? Why is she?
Oh, because it's like tired. It's 10 hours without break, they tell us in the Chiron. Like,
I was like, whoa, that got dark. That was a dark note. She's so bawling.
Tasha goes into Kyle, into her room, right? And she's like, Kyle, we're really struggling. Do you fancy helping? And he's coming out of the shower and he's like, what? She's like, helping, Kyle, do you fancy? It's Lila's 21st birthday party. We can't mess it up. And so he's like, I'll do something where I can see. So this is where he goes and does the balloons. And Dave passes him doing some balloons. And he goes, oh, Dave, I want you to recognize how I hold the team up. And without me, you're nothing. Am I right?
And meanwhile, they're putting those little, like, jeweled stickers on their foreheads and stuff. And Natalia's like, honestly, if I break it from this sticker, I'm actually suing like I've hit enough. And, like, I can imagine her sending a sternly written letter to, like, "Dear Mr. Sticker Company, these break out my skin. You shouldn't be selling them. It's irresponsible of you to be doing it. And if I have to send another letter, that's going to be the last you hear of me, because the next time you hear from me, it's going to be in jail, okay?"
So then Dave is reading preference sheets and planning a meal, and he's like, "God, there's so much pressure with dinner. Last night was an absolute nightmare, but I have the opportunity for redemption. If I can just get this one right, there might be wedding bells in my future. My future. My future." And he's standing next to this orange and blue monstrosity cake.
It's the worst one of all seasons.
This is terrible.
"It's so important for me to hit this one out of the park that I've actually designed this cake to look like the Mets uniform."
It really does. Those were the bowling alley colors of Skylanes back in the day.
It's like the Mets. It's like the New York Knicks. It's like, what is this? It's like, "I call this cake Patrick Ewing."
Yeah. I don't know what you're going for, but I specifically remember painting the bowling ball racks that orange color when I got grounded one summer. And now, it took a very long time, sir. Okay. I do not like your cake. I'm triggered. I'm triggered by your cake, Dave.
Now, I will say, this is not a redemption, I will say. If you think I'm about to redeem him, it's not an I will say. But, you know, I have been saying that I feel like it takes more skill to frost it with a buttercream. And we do see that he does cover it with, it looks like a buttercream, right? He kind of pre-layers it, because I raised this up in our Facebook group, and one of our listeners, Alicia, right? Sorry, Alicia. I couldn't remember if you were Alicia or Alicia, but I'm pretty sure you're Alicia.
Alicia.
And Alicia, yeah. The baker? I had like a moment. Baker? Yes.
Yeah, it's Alicia.
I had like a moment of doubt right there.
How dare you? Do you know how much wonderful bread that woman has fed us over the years?
Hell yes. She makes us amazing, amazing
Shame dong.
I know. Shame I'm sorry, Alicia. Dong. I had like a moment where I thought for a moment you might be Alicia, and I apologize. But anyway, Alicia was like, "Well, if he doesn't use buttermilk under that, he is a hack." So I was really excited to be like, he's a hack also. But he did do the buttercream.
Yeah,
so
buttercream you got to base it with. So it just, the rest of it just slides all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a really interesting story on my part. Thanks, everyone. So
so Kyle, okay. So then it shows Natalia 14 hours without a break. So Kyle's blown up like 5 balloons and goes back to bed. This guy is fucking unbelievable, okay?
Yeah.
Get your ass out there and do something. I know you're in pain. Hobble your ass to a table. Oh, Bueller's hobbling around. Hobble your ass to a table and fold. Do something, Kyle. Come on.
Can he sit on a stool and do dishes or something? I just don't understand. I mean, I know he's in pain, but he's also on painkillers, I'm assuming. Like, you can do stuff. You can do stuff if you're sitting.
Yeah. So then the captain sees the cake and she's like, "Look at that cake. That is beautiful. You know what they're going to be? Wowed. They're going to be so wowed. What a cake. Jeez. It's like the Big Bang. That cake is like the Big Bang. Just planets splashing into each other and becoming other things. Gosh.
Go New York, go New York, go New York." Oh, sorry, I thought I was at a Knicks rally. Sorry about that. Hey, anyone know where John Starks is these days? Because he would love this cake too, I gotta say.
So then Courtney offers to help with the cabins, you know, even though she doesn't really want to and shouldn't have to, but there she is. Glad you're getting a nap, Kyle. So then Natasha's like, "This evening..." Okay, so now they're serving dinner. So Natasha's like, "This evening we're having, like, coconut broth with Sebring into it, and I'm not marrying either of those ingredients no matter what." And Lila's like, "What's that?" It's a fish. And the mom's like, "Did you order a lot of fish, Lila?" She goes, "No, I don't even like fish."
She goes, Catherine goes, "Well, I mean, I'm okay if it's not fish, if you know what I'm saying." And Tasha goes,
"Well, it's kind of like a sea bass, but it's a bream instead of a bass. It's a sea bream." And Catherine goes, "Well, we'll just try it. Try it."
I mean, I have to tell you, not looking good, because I said I don't want a fish. And this has sea in the title. I mean, is there anything fishier than sea in the title of a fish? I mean, unless it was called a fish. Okay, that's the only way it could be fishier.
I have a question. Hey, do they have any land bream in there? Because that's what I would like.
You know what I would like? If you're going to serve fish, I would like fish with legs. Do you have that?
Do you have any mermaids? Because that I think I could do.
Just not fish. Okay.
Just not
cow fish. Puppy fish. I'd settle for puppy fish. Just not fish. Gross.
So then Natasha goes downstairs and tells Dave that Catherine doesn't like fish. And that Lila doesn't like raw fish. And Dave's like, well, fuck. It's a real fishy night.
A real meaty night?
Fishy night.
You said meaty.
Did I say meaty?
Are you tired, Dave? Are you tired?
Of course, this is not on their preference sheet. You would think that going onto a yacht, especially as a yacht
broker,
we're boaters. We're boat people. And you don't mention that you don't like fish on a yacht in the middle of the Med. You people fucking kidding me. You're a bunch of jokers. Okay? That's what you are.
But the good news is that he does wind up serving all of them filet of pineapple because Natasha told him the pineapple was a sea bream. So it actually all worked out.
So the first course is delivered. Lila has total bee face. She's like, oh my God, this is like comical. So Dave comes out and he's like, good evening, guys. First course is a nice flaky cowfish with a nice coconut broth. And Lila's like, like giving dirty looks. And then they taste it. Well, and Grace, then we go to commercial. Dun, dun, dun.
And Grace gives this backstory saying, we grew up not eating fish. Okay. And then Lila goes, I mean, I grew up always catching fish. But, like, not eating it, okay? Like, we were raised not eating it. Grace is like, yeah, mom doesn't like fish. We're getting the whole backstory about how much fish they've had their entire lives.
And the mom's like, yeah, I'm not a fish person. I grew up eating fish every Friday. Like, what happened? Like, was it abusive fish? Like, what happened? This triggered you. Whatever happened triggered you, right? And so then she tastes it. It's actually not bad. It's pretty good. And then Dave's like, well, the second course is also fish. So let's see how we can keep this going.
Yeah, because that's all you're getting tonight. So then Courtney is talking to Z. She's like, hey, Z, which girl do you think is the prettiest? Who could talk the best? Ooh. And Z's like, the younger one. And she's like, hey, she's a vibe. You're a better vibe. You're like the top rack of the dishwasher. Best vibe of all.
So the chef is presenting the next dish, which is fish and confit. And Lila's like, I want to say something. Thank you for giving me fish because I didn't even know I like fish. But now I like fish. And he's like, wow.
Obsessed with fish.
Wow,
now.
I'm obsessed now. Wow, way to redeem fish.
And he goes, awesome. And he's like, I guess. And then the dad, Gerald, he's like, you made some people seafood eaters here tonight. You made some people
seafood converts over here. Jeez, God. You're like the Jesus of fish. You know, actually, the Jesus was a fisherman, right? So I guess he was the Jesus of fish. Still, though, double Jesus of fish. I'll take it because I love fish now. Get me a double Jesus fish. Sounds great.
In fish, out meat. I hate meat. I love fish. We're fish people.
No more cows ever. I'm thinking right now.
We grew up eating cows, and now we don't want it ever. We're obsessed with fish. You heard it here. Let's change this yacht from motor yacht home to motor yacht fish, comma, obsessed with it.
So then we get a Reed segment, which is funny. Yeah. He has to cool down a bottle of wine really fast. So he puts the wine in the ice and starts twirling it around. And he's like, twirl, 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 tad. Twirl, 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 tad. Twirl, tad. This is one of the useful things you learn in university. Twirl, 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 tad. Twirl, twirl, yeah. Twirl.
In Roll Tide University, they teach you that ice cools down things. Just one of those things you learn.
So then the crew is dancing around with cake and sparklers because it's the birthday. So he's singing happy birthday. Cake is served. And then Courtney's like, let's go to bed before we're asked to do anything else. So they leave. And Lila's like, guys, crew, like now that it's midnight, we want to like turn it into a frat party, like as frat party as possible. We're going to go like full wild mode. We are ready.
Yeah, I love those frat parties when you're on a yacht with your mom and dad. So they're like, Talia's like, I guess we'll have to do a frit poldy. All right. So, but Natasha wants to send her to bed. So, and Natalia's like, Tosha, sleep is not an option at this point in time. Okay, I'll have to do a frit poldy. So they set up a stripper pole. And then Reed has another college story. He goes, in my fraternity, I set the record of number of days drunk in a row at 69 because, well, I can't actually say why. My mom would kill me. But let's put it this way. I once sold $1,000 of my stock so I could pay my bar tab. I guess what I'm trying to say is I have a huge problem and I need some help. Anyway, cooling down champagne. What a trick.
I know, Reed. I know you're fresh from school, but just a hint. Those stories are really fun in school. Okay. Once yeah. you get out of school, they become scary and you're never going to get hired. Okay. Now yeah. you have this on video for all time talking about what a fall down drunk you are.
How you sold some of your portfolio to
your parents' stock, basically. Wow. You're really.
I mean, it was an important stock. It was just in some local produce. I think it said apple or something like that. I don't know.
Who wants apples anyway? Am I right?
How about bean apples? Huh?
The guests are parting on poles, and Gerald, the dad, goes, hey, one of my jobs in life is to keep you off of the pole. failed. Yeah. So then Storm does dishwasher, and he's at the dishwasher, and soap is flowing out the bottom. And Natalia's like, Storm, did you do this? Come on, Storm. We've got templates for that.
Big episode for dishwasher tablets. I mean, it really had an arc there, you know? So there's like the dishwasher is essentially like a rabid dog that's just foaming from all sides. And now another hot topic on Bravo, conga line. Now they're doing a conga line, as one does at a frat party, and they want to go to like, let's do the conga line into the galley. So they're conga lining into the galley while this puddle of foam is emanating out of the dishwasher.
And I like that the dad said, we're doing a Congo line. So they do that.
It's a Congo. It's like, this is what they do in the Michael Crichton book, Congo.
Yeah, we're just looking for some rare diseases to solve. Lila's, you know, on the ground taking a keg shot. And Natalia's like, is this a joke? Loving this right now. Really, really loving this right now. So they just have to keep working and working. Mm-hmm. And
20 hours.
Tasha checks on Kyle, and he's just like, So Kyle's even falling asleep over and over. It's becoming obvious with Kyle down, we need extra help. But the thought of replacing him is so hard. I know what I have to do. I just don't want to replace him. But I do need a guy that can follow me around and wipe my tears from mean texts I get from La.
Kyle, are you okay?
I fell.
Again?
I fell asleep. It hurt.
So it's the next morning, and basically, like, Natalia and Natasha have only slept for 3 hours, and they worked 20 hours without a break, which is really insane. And the weather is finally good. Sandy's like, we're going to go out there. We're in no danger whatsoever, except for the Kraken. There is a Kraken out there, and it loves Malta. Anyway, let's go, everyone.
Apparently, we anchored a pipe, and now there's a whole gang of pipes coming at us. Don't worry, anybody. Don't worry. But now they have like 2 hours left, so now they get to go out. So they're like, yay?
Yeah, that's right. Captain Sandy did it. Captain Sandy to the rescue.
So then we go to Kyle's room, and Tasha gets up out of bed, and she's exhausted, of course. And Kyle goes, hey, Tosh, have a special day. And then turns over and goes back to sleep. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, not a lot of effort there to see how he can help out. So Natasha's like, you too, hon. So the passerelle comes in, and they're going to head off. But Natasha goes up to Sandy, and she's like,
I don't think we're going to have Kyle for the season now. We're quite shorthanded as it is, and we can't take the lead deckhand either because Storm needs Courtney. Could you call that lady who's on the phone with you all the time, the one who leaves the text messages like, I told you so, bitch, after you guys watched Jeopardy? Please, get help from her.
Goddamn Norma. Okay, Tosh, will do. So then Dave brings Kyle food in bed, and Kyle's like, he's like, I brought you sausage, mate. And he goes,
I was just dreaming a good dick.
Yeah.
Can't. Kyle.
We're just like Andrea.
I can't with Kyle. I'm so glad Kyle leaves. Oh, spoiler alert.
Uh-oh, for anyone who's about to listen for the next 10 minutes. Oh my God, that should that be the episode name? It probably should be. I'm going to do that. Okay, great.
People get mad. So, it might be a spoiler. You never know.
Oh, no.
They'll get very upset.
Well, it could mean a variety of things at this point. So Natasha is saying how she just wants to finish the season, but it's like a boat, and a large boat, and it's not a large boat. I mean, it's a large-ish boat, but you know, it's like they need help. So Sandy's gonna get a third person, and now they're leaving port, and she's like, okay, everyone, it's gonna be a little bumpy, but that's okay. We just have to outpace that army of angry pipes that want vengeance for their dead queen. Okay, everyone, buckle up. We're going out into open sea.
Release the starboard. Let me know when to swing. Oh, gosh, speaking of swinging, we're getting a third. We're bringing a third into this relationship. Okay? We might get a little bumpy, but hey, that's to be expected when it's a stranger, right? But hey, at least we'll all have the same things. Am I right? Okay, we're off the dock, everybody. So Storm's like, well, they're leaving in 3 hours, so let's make it fun, team. Let's deliver.
Yeah. So they're like starting to, all the toys are going out and everything, and Natasha is asking Natalia for a hand and bringing a buffet out to the table. They're setting up breakfast, and then Sandy texts Norma. She's like, hey, Norma, I need a stew. Yes, I know you got Final Jeopardy right before I did last night. I get it. It happens. I got the one the night before. Okay, let's put that to the side. I need to be ready in 36 hours. Can you do that for me?
Bloop. Well, I need a captain that can keep an employee. Are you murdering people over there? Bloop.
Hey, well, maybe I wouldn't have to murder people if you didn't send me some people that needed to be murdered. Bloop.
What are you, turning them into sausages? Meat pies? Are you hugging them to death? I mean, what the hell? Bloop.
Well, I'm trying to turn those Starbucks employees into competent stews, but apparently that may be too difficult for the class of people that you're bringing on board for me. Bloop.
Okay, well, I'll put out a request for stews who want to be murdered by hugs and never heard from again. Bloop.
Great. And I'll just welcome the latest batch of employees from Hertz Rental Car and tell them, guess what? This is the last day of your lives because you are going to die on this boat, you unqualified jerks. Bloop.
Well, only because you've got a gang of pipes coming to kill them all. Nice job, Sandy. Bloop.
Bloop. Well, maybe I wouldn't have a gang of pipes coming after me if you had told me there was a special underwater race of pipe people here in Malta, and you never said a damn thing. How about you put that in your Final Jeopardy cap? Bloop.
I'll put that in my pipe and smoke it, you dumb bitch. Bloop.
Well, you can put it in your cap, too, and smoke your cap. How about that? Bloop.
I'm done talking to you. Hey, whatever happened to Alex Trebek? I really miss that guy. Everyone they've had on this show ever since then is a loser. Bloop.
Well, actually, I think that Blossom's doing a great job. But personally, I was hoping that Wesley from Mr. Belvedere would get the position. Oh, well. Bloop.
Bloop. Hey, good news. Alex Trebek agreed to be your third stew. Sending him over on the next angry pipe. Bloop.
Bloop. Too soon, but I will accept Vanna.
So the guests have their breakfast and then go out and play on the water. And then clean, 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 clean time. It's clean time. So they're cleaning and Tasha is with Dave. And she's like,
the audition is, not audition. The exhaustion is settling in. And Natalia is just a big ball of energy. And I can't take any more.
I want you to bear my children.
Did you say something?
And then Storm and Natalia are flirting in the laundry room. And she's like, oh, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you when you leave me on a first date. I'm going to miss you. And then Natasha's like,
Kyle.
Because she's in her room. She goes, I'm so fucking gutted. He's like, what's going on, babe?
I just had to speak with Sander. I was like, we're going to have to get another stew for the next trip. Oh, too soon to say the word trip. I apologize. But because what else are you meant to do? It's not working, Carl. I'm fucking devastated, Carl.
And he's like, oh,
I don't want to be replaced.
I don't want you to be replaced. I don't know what else to do but put all your things in a box to the left.
This is me heart, me soul, and me passion. Number two, being with you is my entire life.
I know, I just feel like I've lost the other half of me, the big, tall other half of me that acts very unprofessionally, and I don't know if I can pull her through without you, Carl.
The pain in me heart is worse than the pain in me foot, but I respect your decision.
Thank you, Carl.
I really respect you as a chief stew, baby.
Thank you. And before you leave, please don't forget to take this dildo. Please, use it with love, Carl.
I can't take Steven.
Most of that was literal. Most of that were literal lines from the show. This show is so funny.
Yeah, those were some, like, those were almost verbatim lines, except for the Steven part. So Sandy is like, all crew, and dildos, get into your whites. We have 5 minutes to guest departure.
Well, thanks for everything. Thank you, guys. Glad I could teach you how to, you know, use tenders and find pipes, etc. Here's some money. So they leave, and the captain's like, okay, let's meet in the main salon for this very skinny envelope tip meeting. Okay.
Thanks, Gerald. I don't know, but I kind of think we should get some extra tip for not making fun of the fact that your name is Gerald. Are you Gary? Are you Harold? Can you make a decision for crying out loud? Okay, to the salon.
You know, usually we don't give gifts as the guests leave, but in this case, I'd like to send you home with this nice big capital H. Okay, you can decide to do with it.
Popeye Town.
So Natalia's like, I thought they were going to say something bad, but they didn't. Turns out everybody loves a good banana peel joke still.
So Kyle comes in on crutches to the tip meeting. He can show up for money. And Sandy's like, hey, being stuck at the docks sucks for us. And you guys worked so hard, almost all of you. So nice job. Teamwork makes the broken ankle work. Am I right?
And Kyle's sitting there with his foot up on the table. Kyle, we know, Kyle. Okay? We fucking know, dude.
He's like, well, I'm allowing his foot to be on the
table. It's fucking annoying. I can't with him. So he's like, thank you, Captain. And to my girls, who ran immediately to my assistance, I'd like to thank them especially from the bottom of my heart. Storm, runner-up, what a guy. Thought you were there when I didn't think anyone was going to be there. New guy. You know what I have to say? Your exit was very soothing, even though you didn't really speak to me, probably because I'm homosexual. Also, Natalia, thought I hated you, kind of like you. Thank you for being there. I'd like to thank Dave, and Dave, not the chef Dave, but the Daves who are the people that we don't see here on screen. Thank you for all you do to make this boat run smoothly, all right?
Now I want Natalia and Natasha to step forward. Each one of you has what the other one needs. Before me are two girls who are wonderful, but only one can move forward is America's next top best friend, Steve. Natalia,
do not play me off. Do not play me off. I'm finishing this speech. I've worked my entire life for this, all right?
This is both an Academy Award acceptance speech and an elimination speech on Top Model. Also, I have to say, Peaky and Blinders, my two little puppies, you can go to bed now. Go to bed now. Daddy's coming home soon.
Hey, the orchestra has played you off, and also we believed in you. Gosh darn it. We believed in you.
So, hold on, let my picture fade out of the group photo. There we go. I'm eliminated.
So he gives his speech, and then the captain's like, so Kyle is going to leave us today. Don't know if anybody got that. And we're going to take on a stewardess. Now, listen, Kyle's not fired. Okay, that would be against HR, because, you know, he's sick. But he's just going ashore, because I don't have an extra bunk, okay? Or extra aspirin to take every time he decides to give a speech for things that he didn't accomplish. So, okay, everybody, we're getting $18,000 today.
Yay.
Even Kyle, even though this was his second charter where he didn't have to do dick. Okay.
Oh, I wish I'd gone to do dick.
Hey, look, everybody did a great job. And Kyle's like, is anybody else going out tonight? Are you tired? And I can't believe you said that. Well, he was joking. That's right. I forgot. Sometimes I forget in my notes. And Natalia goes, am I tired? Oh, Kyle. So now they're back to cleaning. And Natalia says, there's a tote bag in the master full of napkins that are ready to send off. And then there's four of these in the vacuum cupboard. Why I wrote down this note, Ronnie, I don't know. But for anyone who's wondering where the napkins are, there they are.
So then we get Natasha's sad monologue. She's like, all season I've had to deal with Natalia disrespecting me, Dave having issues with me, and Carl. It's been there. It's me rock, my emotional support. I don't know how I'm going to cope with the next trip. And then Dave's like, don't forget to take coffee and stuff too, Kyle.
They're not putting him into the desert. Cross that, just get off the boat. Holy hobbly. All right, let's go.
So Natasha and Kyle are hugging, and Kyle goes, Nate, you look super rested. And she goes, yeah. He goes, honestly, I've never seen you look so fresh before. And Natalia's like, goodbye. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye. Have fun over there, Kelvin and Hobble. All right, just go. So then Natasha stays cuddled with him, of course, while Natalia works. It's like, why not go out the same way you've been doing it the whole time? And Kyle's like, oh, she's just too much energy. So he tells us, you know, it's so sad to say goodbye to Tash. It's one of the most difficult moments I've ever had in my life. She's actually my best friend, and I genuinely hope we can keep this friendship going wherever we are in the world. And they send Kyle off, and he's like,
and then Kyle says, Storm, get the beers ice cold. I'm coming in strong. I'm going to be walking after this. And he's like, and the producer says, Kyle, you have a piece of tissue right under your left eye. And he's like, I have a lot on my face right now. Which eye is left? I know what I want on my face. And his name is Frank. Frank, I'm coming home.
I love you, Frank.
And they show him just alone on the tender being taken away. And he like faces the camera and like tilts his head down. He's just like,
I was really hoping Frank would just walk in there and then like everyone would be like turning to look at him, and then Frank like scoops him up and then puts his hat on, like, and then he can put Kyle can put Frank's hat on his head and they can walk off into the sunset and be like, love lift us up where we belong, where the angels
in the mountains fly. Pipes lift us up where we belong. You know, we need to make peace with the pipes, people. Okay?
Frank, lift me up where we belong.
But I read that Kyle is back for next season. He got another season.
Listen, as like we talk so much about Kyle, but there is no mistaking that he was like a breakout star. I actually was like, I would want him to be back next season because he is deeply entertaining. So I think that he's going to be back. And I think, I wonder if, I can't tell if Natasha's going to be back or not, because no, I mean, she's
no way. I think they make him chief stew.
You think? I feel like they actually might have him and Natalia, maybe, because Natalia is so spicy.
I have a feeling they'll make him chief stew, and then they'll try and like keep him as the new chief stew for a while, because they really haven't had a permanent chief stew since Hanner. Since I mean, little Hanner Banana.
I mean, I think that Natalia has been, in terms of like the replacement chief stews, probably the best replacement chief stew since Daisy, but only because she's the only chief stew replacement who's been embroiled in like interesting drama, right? Because you had that crazy lady who said the N-word on Below Deck. That did not work out. You had Katie last season who seemed okay, but then she was so passive. And you also had Francesca. So I don't know. But I think your theory is a good one. Maybe Kyle will be chief stew. He would be a really entertaining, perhaps inept, but entertaining chief stew.
We'll see. Time will tell. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow with the season finale of Real Girlfriends in Paris and then Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We'll be back with some Winter House. We're going to have another bonus this week. It's a double bonus week. So if you need last week's Winter House, go over to Patreon. And I think that's it. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says. It's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.